Hi, this is Steve Lees, and welcome to Sounds That Could Be Made, a rock podcast brought to you from the City and County of Bristol. Welcome to the show.
Problems will come and go.
have to confess, I think that is probably the best thing Pendragon have ever done. That was Indigo off their excellent 2008 album Pure. Whilst I love a lot of their other albums, The Masquerade Overture for one, I think that Pure is the album where everything fell into place perfectly. Okay, let's do the prog thing, and you really don't get more prog than this. A track off a band's second album, which was released 41 years after their debut.
Thank you.
That was Bram Stoker with Chasing Red off their 2013 album Cold Reading, the follow-up to 1972's Heavy Rock Spectacular. Cold Reading is a decent old-school prog album and, unsurprisingly I suppose, flew under a lot of people's radars. Hopefully, we'll see a new album from Bram Stoker sometime before 2054.
Too long in your spotlight. Too long in your spotlight.
That was Lee Abraham with Too Long in Your Spotlight from his 2004 album View from the Bridge, an album made all the better for having a picture of the Clifton Suspension Bridge on it. Turning the clock back, you may recall that 1996 saw the release of Kula Shaker's much-acclaimed debut album K. However, I'm a huge fan of Peasants, Pigs and Astronauts, their commercially disastrous follow-up. Yes, it is barking mad and completely over the top, but so what? It is also a lot of fun with some great songs and deserves some love. So let's give it some.
It's the same for everyone. It's like the world has lost its head, and it's like all the prophets said. But will we arise to a new world. We'll that will arise to a new world.
Great Hosanna is one of a number of wonderfully bonkers tracks on Peasants, Pigs and Astronauts, and if you don't have a copy, I recommend you address that as soon as possible. You really do need this in your life. I played a track from John Bassett's Arcade Messiah. That was Lost Forever, a song from the Gravity Field album by John's other band, King Bathman. All their albums are currently for sale on a pay-what-you-want basis on Bandcamp, so I suggest you get over there quickly before John comes to his senses. Okay, today is my son's 20th birthday, and although he probably won't be listening as he's back in uni, this is for you, Saul. Happy birthday.
too closely in the end. Are you sure what's out the glass you are? See the safety of the life you have built. Everything where it belongs. Feel the hollowness inside of your heart. And it's all right where it belongs. What if everything your reflection, is that all you want it to be? What if you could look right through the cracks? Would you find yourself afraid to see? Just creations of your own. Your devils and your gods, all the living and the dead. And you really are alone. You can live in this illusion. You can choose to believe. But you can't find the words. Now you're hiding in the trees. What if everything around isn't quite as it seems? What if all the world you look at your reflection, is that all you want it to be? What if you could look right through the cracks? Would you find yourself afraid to see?
That was Nine Inch Nails with Right Where I Belong from 2005's With Teeth album. Prog Archives described them as crossover prog, which is good enough for me to sneak them in here, and they are Saul's favourite band. Right, once again we've run out of time. I thought I'd finish up tonight with something from Nightwish's Imaginarium album. This highlights how, over the last couple of albums, they have taken the standard female-fronted gothic rock sound, typified by their 2004 album Once, and embrace theatrical and operatic influences to create a unique, hugely entertaining, bombastic musical package. This is Song of Myself. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I see a slow, simple youngster by a busy street, the begging bowl in his shaking hand, trying to smile but hurting infinitely. Nobody notices. I do but walk by. An old man gets naked and kisses a model doll in his attic. It's half light and he's in tears. When he finally comes, his eyes are cascading. I see a beaten dog in a pungent alley. He tries to bite me. All pride has left his wild, drooling eyes. I wish I had my leg to spare. A mother visits her son, smiles to him through the bars. She's never loved him more. An obese girl enters an elevator with me, all dressed up fancy, a green butterfly on her neck. Terribly sweet perfume deafens me. She's going to dinner, alone. That makes her even more beautiful. I see a model's face on a brick wall, a statue of porcelain perfection beside a violent city kill. A city that worships flesh.
Waking up to a new gallery of wonders every morn, bathing in places no one's seen before, shipwrecked on some matte-painted island, clad in nothing but the surf, beauty's finest room.
Beyond all mortality we are, swinging in the breath of nature, in the air of the dawn of life, a sight to silence the heavens.
I want to travel where life travels, following its permanent lead, where the air tastes like snow music, where grass smells like fresh-born Eden. I would pass no man, no stranger, no tragedy or rapture. I would bathe in a world of sensation, love, goodness, and simplicity.
While violated and imprisoned by technology.
Before dug my family's graves was the only moment they used to experience true love. That love remains infinite.
As I never be the man my father is.
How can you just be yourself when you don't know who you are? Stop saying, I know how you feel. How could anyone know how another feels?
Who am I to judge a priest? Beggar, poor, politician, wrongdoer. I am, you are, all of them already.
Play, forget every rule. There's no fear in a dream.
Is there a lid inside this snowflake?
A child asked me.
What's the color of our lullaby?
I've never been so close to truth as then.
Death is the winner in any war. Nothing noble in dying for your religion,
for your country,
for ideology, for faith,
for
another man. Yes.
Paper is dead without words. Ink idle without a poem. All the world dead without stories.
Without love and the same beauty.
Careless realism costs souls.
Ever seen the Lord smile? All the care for the world made beautiful a sad man. Why do we still carry a device of torture around our necks? Oh, how rotten your pre-apocalypse is. All you Bible black fools living over nightmare ground. I see all those empty cradles and wonder if man will ever change. I too wish to be a decent man boy, but all I am is smoke and mirrors. Still, given everything, may I be deserving. And there forever remains that change from G to E minor.